Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament's in full swing, and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a dollar bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, our topic, well, this quarter and next, is what have we learned so far here a week or so into the spring football practice? Let's start with the offense. And an interesting place to start is the running back position. A lot of players there, a transfer quarterback coming in, injured player coming back. A lot going on there.
A lot going on. You've got, you know, four options who are sophomore or younger eligibility. And then John Lovett coming in where it just seemed like Baylor was no longer a fit for him, but that he had done some really nice things. I don't think he was brought in with the idea of being hit a workhorse 20 carry a game guy, but he looks like he's a really good complementary option, and I think he'll be used as such. Jaywan Sider spoke last week. I know you guys with the Thursday crew kind of broke down what he had to say, but I just found it really interesting him framing the entire depth chart like this. Are the guys who are not Noah Cain just going to allow Noah Cain and anoint him the starter? Or are they going to actually push and fight him for that job? That is an interesting way to look at the spring and the summer, especially as things stand right now where, you know, James Franklin said he hopes that Noah Cain is back for the second half of spring practice, but I don't know that that's a guarantee. And does that open the door even an inch for any of these guys to come in and impress and climb up that pecking order a little bit? As we sit here today, Jim, I don't really know how this rotation is going to take shape. It would be all guesswork at this point. I would guess that Noah Cain is probably your primary back, but there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching, and I think all five of these guys are going to get some opportunities.
It's interesting how you frame it, Dustin, as, you know, Noah Cain being out in the spring, giving them an opportunity. Actually, the entire 2020 season was that same opportunity. And I would say, you know, Kevon Lee did a pretty good job of saying, look at me, I'm not too bad, am I?
Yeah.
What I will find interesting, though, again, we have a situation with a lot of numbers here, and I'm going to find interesting Devin Ford. He's listed as a sophomore again, so he has plenty of years of eligibility, but he has yet to establish himself, Dustin, and he's got these freshmen in Keziah Holmes and Kevon Lee, who have shown they can both do a pretty good job. I'm going to be really fascinated about Devin Ford. What do you see in his future?
Well, I think even Jaywan Sider talked about just maturity and consistency, and I think that's one thing that Kevon Lee had more in his favor last year, was that he was on a run-to-run basis, a touch-to-touch basis, he was more reliable and got more out of plays than Devin Ford did. I think Keziah Holmes shows something too. And for Devin Ford, it just kind of comes down to you've got as much as, if not more, ability than the rest of these guys on the depth chart. now comes the time where you put in the work and you develop into a trusted option for Jaywon Sider and for James Franklin. I don't know that he's been a truly trusted option at this point. And he's got to earn that from the Penn State staff. And the opportunity is there in front of him. I think if he does what he's got to do and earns that trust from the Penn State staff, he has a really good shot at having a big year. I will always believe he's got a good shot at having a big year. But I think that's a vital thing for him to do moving forward, is just become a more consistent person, player, and running back. That's the challenge that's on him right now.
And he's also a different style than what I consider the leaders, Noah Cain and Kayvon Lee. So it'll be interesting to see how Mike Yurcich will use him. That's my segue to the offensive coordinator, Dustin. And, you know, how much difference are we going to see on offense? Are we going to see that Big 12 type offense that we saw from Mike Yurcich at, say, Oklahoma State and at Texas?
I mean, certainly from a tempo standpoint, and I think they're going to be emphasizing some different blocking schemes in the running game, some different philosophies, and I don't know that that's a bad thing, Jim. Especially if we're talking about a guy like Devin Ford, where maybe the run game develops in a way that they prioritize his skill set, which to me is frankly different than the other guys' skill sets. I would love to see Devin Ford working the edge, working the perimeter, getting into open space, allowing that natural cut ability to really shine in this offense. And I think that's what Penn State has in the running back spot. And I've been on this train before, where having four or five running backs that you're using is both an opportunity for your coordinator and your coach, and it's a liability almost. Like, you have to push the right buttons and get the most out of these running backs, because it's not easy to figure out on the fly who the hot hand is, what's working, what's not. That's going to be the challenge. And I think you're going to see the running back depth chart do some evolving, kind of like you did a couple years ago, where Ricky Slade ended up being fifth on the depth chart, where he started the year number one. I think you're going to see some shuffling as the preseason and the season goes on.
There's enough talent to do that. And in that whole conversation, we never mentioned that, you know, John Lovett coming in into the mix. It'll be fascinating to see where he fits. Let's shift gears, Dustin, to the offensive line. And essentially, the spring conversation has been on two things. The interior of the offensive line, where you assume Mike Miranda and Juice Scruggs, one will be a guard, one will be a center, and it's the other guard position that's open. And the other conversation is these two freshman offensive linemen, Landon Tengwall and Nate Bruce, are getting a lot of conversation.
And I think they deserve the conversation. You know, for these guys to come in, and Landon Tengwall acts like a junior already, 6'6", 317, I think they have him listed at. Nate Bruce is 351 pounds, both arrived in January. I would like to see these guys get a fair shake. For whatever jobs that Penn State believes that they're most ready for. The interior spots, I think James Franklin didn't really get into names so much, but really expressed some confidence that there's a lot of guys, from an Anthony Wigan to a Dez Holmes to a Tengwall, a Bruce, Sal Wormley. I think he seemed to really like the candidates they have for that third interior starting job. Again, I'm going to work off the assumption that Miranda and Scruggs are all but penciled in already. Then you've got probably, I don't know, four, five, six really, you know, a good young options to try and fill that other job. To me, I came away thinking that James Franklin likes the options that they do have.
It does sound like he does, and he's not ready to say who that center is going to be between Scruggs and Miranda. I don't think they could go wrong either way with that situation. The other part to this whole conversation is we don't need to talk about the tackles, do we?
And I think that's such a nice luxury to have as a program. Rasheed Walker back for year three as a starter. A lot of people still believe in his pro ability, and it's easy to see it when you kind of turn the film on and look at him move. And then Caden Wallace, You know, I think he's a guy with some pro ability too. So to have your bookends covered with guys who are rock solid right now, but whose best football is still ahead of them, boy, that is a real luxury to have. And then I think in the situation that they're in, just shifting back to the interior for a second, to have a guy like Mike Miranda, who should be just as good at guard or center, and you be able to say the same thing about Juice Scruggs, it's a pretty optimal situation, as optimal as you can get for trying to fill three starting jobs on the line. Or two starting jobs, I guess, yeah.
Exactly, and I thought an interesting name is Dez Holmes, who spent time at tackle and at guard. I almost wonder if he's better off being that swing guy, the sixth man off the bench who could fill in at either position. Dustin, in talking about what we've learned on the offense, I know we spent a whole segment talking about quarterbacks, but we still have to mention it. When asked in a press conference, James Franklin, about the possibility of a transfer quarterback coming in, it really sounded like he was very open to that.
I think just he uses the word right fit. He'll always use the phrase right fit when you're talking about what he's looking for. But coming out of the spring, they will need another body. You know, to hear him talk about, we always want five scholarship quarterbacks, four you can deal with, three, I think the phrase he used was a little dicey. They are in a little dicey situation. And I think it'd be a little dicey if you had two other guys who had some experience. But you have two other guys who don't really have experience. You have one other guy who's been in the program, but is now in his third offense in 3 years, and Taquan Roberson, how ready would he be if his number was called? How well can he run the offense at this stage of the game? I think they could benefit from another quarterback to make it a little bit less dicey of a situation, to have that body in there to push for either the number three job or the number two job, to be an emergency guy, to help Veyor develop, because all these guys need to be pressed a little bit. You need the competition to start to bring out more and more of the best parts of guys.
And finally, Dustin, in the last minute that we have here, what is the question that hasn't been answered yet in the spring that you're looking for an answer by the end of spring camp?
Boy, I mean, a lot of questions still revolve around the quarterback position. Is Sean Clifford going to be better in Mike Yurcich's offense, or is he not? Is there still hope for him to be a frontline starting quarterback, or is there not? We're not going to know that, I don't think, until the season begins, but we don't really have a lot of information that says, in terms of fit with Mike Yurcich, is this a better fit? Is this bringing out the best in Sean Clifford? I'm still dying to know that.
We are, and if the question is, he's not the right guy, he's not the right fit, the question is there someone else who could be that right fit? I don't think we know that either. That answer may not come till the 2022 season, Dustin, unfortunately. That is it for quarter number three. In quarter number four, we're going to talk about what we've learned so far about the defense. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.